Mini episode 1708 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 1708, our review of the Max program Made for Love. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our top five spoiler-free notes of interest about this two-season series. Number five, this satire of Google and other big tech companies stars Kristen Milioti as Hazel Gogol, who has been married for 10 years to tech mogul Byron Gogol, only to learn that he secretly had their brains implanted with his new proprietary made-for-love chip that is supposed to enhance their sense of complete harmony. Hazel's escape from the gilded cage of a fully realized virtual reality world puts her back in the orbit of her father, Herbert, an offbeat but well-meaning widower suffering through health problems that he tries to keep from her. Hazel must battle Byron's henchmen just as federal agents are taking notice of the operation and trying to enlist various people as informants. Her chaotic journey also puts her back in touch with people from her previous life, as flashbacks help to indicate how Hazel ended up running off with Byron in the first place. Number 4. Watching Hazel, who grew up a small-time scammer, recover her wits after a decade as a glorified trophy wife and go toe-to-toe with Byron and his highly paid and motivated sycophants is thrilling. She's been underestimated by all of her husband's executive assistants with all of their smarmy politeness and condescending means of communication. They're all high-tech and her instincts are low-tech, but they're a match for anything that Byron's operatives throw her way. Number 3. The format is black comedy, with the full range of subject material being mined for as much absurdity as possible. The humor is dry but unmistakable as Hazel navigates the obstacles in her way and comes to grips with the people in her life. There are all kinds of absurd inventions that help fill the space as well, such as the flavor balls that the hyper-efficient Byron prefers to actual food. Number 2. The cast is amazing, with Milioti being matched in her excellence by Billy Magnuson as Byron, Ray Romano as Herbert, the always hilarious Dan Bacchadal as Gogol exec Herringbone, and Chris Dimantopoulos as federal agent Hank Walsh. As always, whenever you get the pairing of great acting talent and this level of creative writing, the final product is going to be very good. However, number 1, there are some confusing elements in the second season with alternate versions of key characters that provide weird perspectives on what the viewing audience is supposed to root for, but it is a funny and compelling watch. There are too many programs in the world without any level of ambition or desire to fully mine the potential of high-level concepts, so it's hard to lay too much blame at the feet of a show that tries to extract every bit of creativity out of its premise. And it's certainly fair to presume that you might be able to decipher some of the angles a bit better than we did, so don't in any way assume that we're saying this turns into a tangled knot, merely that the challenge of understanding what is supposed to be the audience point of view spikes notably in the second season. Nevertheless, this is a very fun program, more interesting than most, and it's unlikely to leave you regretting the time you spent on it. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.